Do not knock the competition unless you can knock them out, and even then, do not do it. Compliment the competition. It shows respect. Competition means prepare to be your best. They are focused on and training. They are fixing the flaws that led to their last defeat. They are forming a strategy on how to exploit where they think you are weak. Competitive edge comes from training hard, scouting on your competition, and preparing for everything that comes at you. They are already studying you and your history of moves. You are only as invincible as much as the competition cannot see any chinks in your armor. They are getting new tools, techniques, and technologies to make them more competitive for the next meet. They are thinking about what they can do that you cannot do. What made them winners in the last meet, and what are you doing today to leapfrog your competition? If you are the last winner, do not think that will be the case the next time you meet. How are you going to shut out the competition? Beating the competition is relatively easy. Beating yourself is a never-ending commitment. The art of competing, I had learned from track, was the art of forgetting. It would help if you forgot your limits. It would be best if you forgot your doubts, your pain, your past. If you suffered the loss to the more sophisticated competition, learn, let the fire of passion for improvement, and hope a better outcome bless your next encounter. Do not set small stretch challenges, but big ones that stretch you, or you will be blown out at your next competition. The conditions change every year, and your competition changes to the context. Be persistent and self-confident, analyze your failure but do not linger on it. It is a good practice to underestimate yourself and overestimate the competition. Competition is a dog-eat-dog world. Innovation, strategy, and technique are how you stay ahead of the game and leave them in the dust. All things being equal, speed slaughters the competition. Mark McCormack. The major forces of change to keep your eyes on are: competition, potential substitution, clients' appetite, regulations, new technology driving changes. According to the author of Bold, Peter H. Diamandis, there are 6 things every CEO must know. Change is constant. The rate of change is accelerating. Disrupt or be disrupted. More competition is coming. With exponential technology, there is a lower barrier to entry. Harness the power of the crowd or die by crowdsourcing. Stephen Chu Kwan is an author on designandexecute.com. He shares his experiences because if it is remotely possible that there might be a commonality between our lives, it will make sense to share my thoughts with you. The methods I share are mostly not formally taught subjects but are life essentials. I have taken a stab to create some broad, predictable, digestible lessons that hopefully can help you find your path to your greatest happiness.